papers.
How do you do? We're bringing you another portion of that radio shambles known as Comedy Capers. And this time our program is dedicated to sun babies. A sun baby doesn't necessarily mean a nudist. As a matter of fact, you don't read much about nudists in the papers anymore. They just print the bare facts. However, I'm in favor of knowing something about it. In other words, as the nudist once said, that's me all over. So let's see what we can find about that cutest little nudist.
Cute little nudist arrived the other day. The cutest little nudist in all the USA. She does all the hot shots with a heidi, heidi, hey. She's just a little angel, and now she loves to play. She's not so haughty, she's just a bit refined. If you think she's naughty, it's only in your mind. Her form is like Venus, a cradle lies between us. The cutest little nudist of mine, son, baby. The cutest little nudist of mine.
Thank you, boys, I mean. Well, I don't know what this young man knows about nudists, for his interest lies elsewhere. It's our friend, the big dame hunter, Phil Kramer. He knows enough about women to tell me why English is the mother tongue. Father never gets a chance to use it. But let him do the talking. He seems to be suffering from high blood pressure. Have at it, Phil, right there. Do you mind? Well, Phil, I suppose your girlfriend Florence is a regular sun baby.
That's right, Tom. She went down to the beach last Sunday and got a movie actress tan.
What do you mean, she got a movie actress tan?
You know, a sort of Katharine Hepburn.
Oh, I see. Well, is she doing anything to avoid the sun?
Yeah, she hired a detective to shadow her.
Oh, I get it. I understand your girlfriend Florence comes from a big family. Is it true that she has a twin sister, Phil?
Well, that's right, Tom. She has a twin sister whose name is Emma.
Well, then, how do you tell Florence and Emma apart?
Well, that's easy. If I kiss Florence and she blushes, then I know it's Emma.
Oh, you don't say. Well,
Florence and Emma are twins, all right, but they're really triplets.
Now, just a minute, Phil. What makes you say that they're really triplets?
Because Emma is two-faced.
Oh, I see. Oh, I get it. In that case, Emma must have an awful lot of enemies.
Well, she has no enemies, but all of her friends hate her.
Oh, I see. Well, that must be an interesting family. Why do you and Florence, what do you do for diversion? I mean, what is your favorite sport?
Oh, we play pedestrian golf with my automobile.
Well, I don't understand that. You say you play pedestrian golf with an automobile.
Yeah, we drive along, and when we see a pedestrian, we knock him in a manhole.
I almost got knocked into one myself today. But it must be a nice game as a whole. I hear she believes in hypnotism. You ever take her to that Turkish hypnotist in town?
Yeah, she sat out the next trance with him.
Oh. Was this Turkish hypnotist expensive? I mean, did he charge much?
No, in fact, I made money on the transaction.
Well, how was that?
Well, when he looked at my shiny suit and saw his reflection in it, I charged him $2. And was his fez red.
Oh, I get it. Which reminds me, I heard Florence met with an accident recently. If I remember correctly, it was around Christmas, wasn't it?
That's right. On Christmas Eve, she hung up her stockings before she took them off.
Oh, that was terrible. You don't say, though. Well, I hope you don't tell her any of those jokes of yours, because if you do, I'll bet she'll hold her nose.
Well, she certainly will have her hands full.
Oh, is that so? Well, I don't see how she can have any ambition, though, going out with you.
Oh, she's full of ambition, Tom. With all the success that Walt Disney has had, she's trying to be like him.
She is? Well, what does she want to be like Walt Disney for?
'Cause he made good in the pig way.
Oh, I get it. Three times. In that case, she must be practicing for the movies right along.
You bet. She puts on a lot of rouge on her cheeks so she can walk around in Technicolor.
Well, is she temperamental enough for the movies, Phil?
Yeah, she's 98% temper and 2% mental.
But she even writes plays, too, am I right?
She certainly are. She wrote that play when they operated on Father, they opened Mother's mail.
Well, what did her mother have to say?
She was sore because she couldn't attend the opening.
Oh, is that so?
Well, I'm a little tired now, Tom, so I guess I'll get my riding habit and get right to bed.
Why, that's silly. Why should you want a riding habit when you go to sleep?
Because I'm afraid I might wake up with a nightmare.
And I learned about women from him. Well, once upon a time, there were two Irishmen, and now there are a lot of them. We took a bunch and made the Notre Dame football team out of some and the Comedy Capers ensemble out of the Irish tenors. But let's see what happens when they take a peek at Alice in Wonderland.
Alice in Wonderland, come let me take your hand.
Thank you, boys and girls. Will someone tell me why a man and a woman are always arguing? Oh, it's easy to get along. Why, my girl and me, for instance, well, she goes her way and I go her way. But Jack and Ruth Hayes have a different idea. But here they are with their presentation of The Pest.
Howdy, folks. I just want to say that
excuse me, Mr. Hayes, excuse me for bothering you, but you see, I was right here on one of the Sunbabies, you know.
Oh, yes,
you know, and I collect autographs. I have the autograph of all the men you read about in the papers, like Two Gun Red Hatchet, Mike, and the Gorilla, and I'd like to have yours.
The Gorilla?
Yes.
Thanks very much for the compliment. So you read the papers about those fellas, huh?
Uh-huh. And then I read papers, magazines, and books.
Oh, I like the books. You do read books.
Mm.
Well, I'm certainly glad to meet a young girl that reads books.
Yeah.
Yeah, speaking of books, tell me, are you familiar with Shakespeare?
Oh, no, I never get familiar with anybody.
Wait a minute. I mean, have you ever read any of Shakespeare's books?
Yes. I read them when they first come out.
Wait a minute. Let me explain this thing to you. You know, in the olden days long ago, they had writers like Shakespeare?
Yeah.
Now, today, they've got the modern writers.
Uh-huh.
Now, which do you like, the old writers or the new writers?
My brother has that.
Yeah. Your brother has what?
New writers.
All right, let's...
Yeah. Hey,
pardon.
Pardon me.
You said you were a son, baby?
Oh, yes, sir.
No, you're misnamed. Son is bright, my dear girl.
Oh, yeah, but but it's cloudy today.
Yeah, yeah, it's cloudy for you every day.
Oh,
all right.
Oh, well, I don't know, isn't it? Oh, isn't that grand to play that thing? You play it,
yeah,
don't
yeah,
you?
I play
yeah,
it.
What is it?
What is it? It's a piano.
You can't fool me. Where's your stool?
All right, I give up. We won't argue about that.
You're not so silly. Oh, isn't that grand? What's the matter, Mr. Hayes?
What's the matter with you? What are you looking at?
Oh, are you blowing up a balloon, or is that your nose?
Now, wait a minute. I can get along without those smart cracks of yours, too. Don't forget that.
Yeah, but I didn't know. It looks so funny.
Honey, baby.
Oh, isn't that grand? Isn't that grand? You sing, too? You sing?
Yes, yes. Test, I sing.
Say, can you sing like Rudy Valley?
Don't bother me. No, I can't sing like Rudy Valley. I haven't got a megaphone.
No, with a nose like you have, you don't need a megaphone.
Yeah. Say, now, listen, you know, I think you're kind of a fresh kid. I'm a fella that's been around a great deal, but I've never met anyone like you before.
Oh, well, maybe you don't associate with the right kind of people.
Oh, no? Don't be silly, little one. I'm a fella that travels around in the best of circles.
Oh, that's what gives you the dizzy look.
Yeah, I... listen, why don't you go on home someplace?
Well, you don't have to tell me, I know. Isn't that grand? You play that thing
very good. Yes, Test, I play. But that's to be expected. You know, I come from a very clever family.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Do you know my uncle's a poet?
No.
He sits down, writes a couple of lines, and gets $25.
Uh-huh.
And my father's an artist.
No.
He paints a small picture, very small picture. He gets $50 for that. Why wouldn't I be clever?
Oh, gee, that's swell.
Yes.
Well, you know what? My father's a preacher. He gets up, says a few words, and it takes four men to carry the money down the aisle.
Oh, I give up after that. I think I better sing, huh?
Yeah, me too. Huh?
Yeah, yeah. All right, my little son, baby. Come
all
on.
Right.
I want somebody to love somebody, and that somebody is me. I can get along without a lot of things, but for loving it, it's gotta be. Having diamonds and swell clothes, still I never worry. I'm the kind of a gal, gotta have lovin', or I'm just all a flurry. 'Cause I'm a natural hot cha mama, looking for a natural hot cha papa. I want a lot of hot cha lovin'.
Well, if you've learned anything about sunbabies, you're lucky. The last thing I learned about nudism was through the sad fate of a friend of mine. He joined a nudist camp, but he had so much hair on his chest that they shot him thinking he was a gorilla. So I'm taking no chances.
A cute little nudist arrived the other day. The cutest little nudist in all the USA. She does all the hot shots with a hidey, hidey, hey. She's just a little angel, and how she loves to play. She's not so haughty, she's just a bit refined. It's only in your mind. A form is like Venus, a cradle lies between us. The cutest little newness of mine, some baby. The cutest little newness of mine.
Well, friends, I must be off. Do you agree? Well, I don't blame you. So it's time for Tom Post to invite you to tune in the next edition of Comedy Capers, and I'll say goodbye, but only until next time.